将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Can someone tell me what the most important holiday is in the church year?
有没有人能告诉我一下，在对于一个教会来讲，一年最重要的节日是什么？
Christmas.
圣诞节。
All right, someone says Christmas.
有人说是圣诞节。
Okay.Easter, all right. Most people would probably agree Christmas and Easter.
我想大部分人都会同意是圣诞节跟复活节。
But today is probably, if not number one, at least number three in the list.
但是今天是一个特别的节日，即使不是第一，大概也是第三位的。
And that is, our brother said, Pentecost.
今天是五旬节。
I struggled today with two sermons.
今天我实际上是为两个讲道的在心里头挣扎。
Don't worry, I won't preach them both.
我今天不会把两个讲道都跟大家讲。
But it's Pentecost, and I really wanted to talk to you from Acts about the birth of the church and God giving His Spirit to the church.
但是今天是五旬节，所以我特别想跟大家讲讲《使徒行传》里早期的教会是怎么形成的，神怎样把他的圣灵给了教会。
Because this is an important day in the life of the church.
因为对于教会的这个生命来讲，这是非常重要的一天。
One church I served at every year on Pentecost had a big birthday cake.
因为在我服侍的一个教会啊，每到五旬节的时候，他们都会要用一个大的生日蛋糕来庆祝。
And at lunch they sang "Happy Birthday to the Church" and ate birthday cake.
在中午他们一起吃饭的时候，他们就会唱生日快乐。为什么要跟教会来庆祝？这是教会的生日。
I thought that was a good way to celebrate the birthday of the church.
我觉得来纪念教会的生日，这是很好的一个庆祝方式。
But today I want to focus on just one aspect, and that is God's mission to us in the church.
但是今天我想要集中的是在一个方面，就是神用教会给我们的使命是什么。
He says we are to be salt and light.
他说我们要做盐做光。
That speaks to a lot of different areas of our calling as Christians.
我们被呼召做基督徒，做盐做光，是在我们生活之中的很多方面都必须要有作用的。
We could look at the fact that salt is a purifying agent.
我们可以看看盐是什么呢？盐是一种可以提纯的一种介质。
God calls us to make our world a better, a more pure place.
神呼召我们让这个世界成为一个更好的，能够更纯的一个地方。
The area around our church, the area around where you live should be a better place because a church is here.
我们教会周围的地方以及我们所生活的周围的社区都应该可以变得更好，因为我们有教会在这里。
We are called to be light, to reveal truth to our world.
我们也被呼召成为光，能够向这个世界来揭示真理。
In Jesus' day, there was no electric lights.
在耶稣时代，这个没有电灯的。
You didn't come in and flip a switch and the whole room is full of light.
你没法就把这个灯开关一开，整个屋子就亮起来了。
Instead, in most houses, one big room and one candle.
实际上在当时的很多房子里头，一个房间里只有一根蜡烛。
And you put it up on a stand on the wall where it could give light to everything.
所以你就把这个蜡烛放在一个很高的高台上面，这样整个屋子都可以照亮。
And in a world without any electric light, one candle made a big difference.
所以在当时没有电灯的这样的世界，一个蜡烛的光可以照很远。
And so this morning we could look at God's call for us to be light.
所以今天早上我们也可以看看神对我们的呼召，让我们成为光。
As Christians,
作为基督徒，
our marriages should be an example to the world around us.
我们的婚姻也应该成为周围的这个世界的一个。
Our lives should be a testimony to the world around us.
我们的生命应该成为周围世界的一个见证。
But today I want to look at a different aspect of Jesus' call to be salt and light.
但是今天我想要从另外一个角度来看看耶稣对我们的呼召，让我们做盐做光。
And that is this.
也就是这。
Salt and light are attractive.
盐和光是有吸引力的。
You put salt on your food and it tastes better.
你吃饭的时候要觉得淡，你加点盐，味道就很好。
Light makes a dark place safer and more attractive.
一个黑暗的地方如果有了光，你会觉得更安全，而且也觉得更有吸引力。
And this morning I want you to see on the birthday of the church.
所以今天我们看一看教会的诞生。
That part of why God has put Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel here.
也是一部分原因，神为什么要让我们这里有一个棕榈滩华人教会。
Is to draw the world.To himself.
因为是为了要吸引整个世界能够到神那里去。
Jesus said that others will see your good works
耶稣说他们看见你们的好行为。
And they will say, ah, you are such a wonderful person. You are so good.
他们会说，哦，你真是好人啊，你太好了。
Right?
是这样吗？
No.
不是这样。
They will see your good works.
他们看到你的好行为。
And they will give glory to your Father in heaven.
他们便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
They will be drawn to him by what you and I do if we are salt and light.
如果我们是盐是光，我们所做的这些好事情会让人吸引到神的面前去。
This morning I want to focus on one aspect of that, and that is that we as Christians are to meet the needs of a hurting world.
所以今天我想要谈的这一方面就是，我们作为基督徒要让这个，要能够让这个世界满足世界的需要。
The church does more than this.
这一个教会的作用不止于此。
But one aspect of this call to the church is to meet the material, the emotional needs of a world that is hurting.
但是我们作为教会一个重要的一个作用就是让一个受到伤害的世界能够 在你这里能够得到帮助，在物质上实际的帮助。
So this morning I want to ask, how can we as a church be a salty church that draws others to God?
所以今天早上我想要跟大家讨论的就是这个问题，作为一个教会，我们怎么样这个教会成为有咸味的教会，能够把别人吸引。
How can we be light that makes the gospel attractive?
我们怎样能成为光，让我们的福音能够更有吸引力。
As salt, we must bring healing and hope to a world that is hurting.
作为盐，我们必须让这个饱受伤害的世界能够得到医治。
To be salt, to make the gospel taste good, means that we must love our neighbor in practical ways.
作为盐，能够让这个福音尝起来味道更好，我们必须要帮助我们的邻舍。
Not just we love you,
不只是说我爱你，
but we love you, so how can we help you?
而是我爱你，那么我怎么样能够帮助你呢？
In practical ways to bring healing and hope to our world.
要能够在从实际的方面来把这个医治带给这个世界。
I have a friend who has done a lot of study on William Booth, the head, the founder of the Salvation Army.
我有个朋友曾经就是对这个救世军的这个创始人 William Forth 对他做了很多的研究。
And he said William Booth always gave people three things.
可是 William Booth 总是给人三样东西。
He gave them soup.
汤。
Something to eat.
这是要吃的东西。
He gave them soap, something to make them clean.
然后是肥皂，要让他们洗干净。
And then he gave them salvation, something to transform their heart.
然后要给他们救恩，这样能够改变他们的心。
And then he said to me,
然后这个朋友就
he always gave it to them in that order.
他从来都是按照这个顺序来给。
And I said, why that order? That seems backwards.
这个顺序好像错了呀。
I mean, it's more important to get them saved than to feed them, right?
他说我们来给他救恩是比把他喂饱是不是更重要呢？
But my friend said,
但是我的朋友说。
William Booth knew that it was hard to listen to a sermon if your stomach is growling.
他说 William Booth 知道，如果你在这听讲道的时候肚子咕噜噜叫，你不可能去专注于去听讲道。
It's hard to listen to the sermon if you're listening to your stomach.
如果你一直在那听你肚子在那叫，你不可能就会专注于去听讲道。
And so he fed their hunger.
所以他先让这些饥饿的人能吃饱。
And then he said he knew that a person would be more likely to respond.If he felt that his physical needs were being met.
他说如果一个人在肉体上的需要能得到满足的话，他也许对福音的反应会更加正面。
So he gave him clothing and soap.
所以他给他们肥皂，还有给他们干净的衣服。
And then after they had soup and soap,
他们有了汤吃饱了，然后有衣服能够穿好了。
William Booth knew the time was right to preach the gospel.
威廉·布斯就觉得时间到了，该给他们来分享福音。
Now many people say that's the wrong order.
好多人说这个顺序搞错了。
And I must confess, when I heard that, I thought, no, that's backwards.
我也得承认，我之前也想这个顺序好像是搞反。
I want to get them saved, and that way, if they starve to death, they'll be in heaven.
我想让他们先得到救恩，这样他们即使饿死了也是要上天堂的嘛。
But then I began to go through Scripture.
然后我就来看。
And I realized that Scripture shows us that God's people as salt are to be concerned for the ordinary physical needs of those around us.
我看到圣经里是说，实际上神的子民如果做盐的话，一定要能够满足周围有需要的人的这个在肉体上的需要。
Leviticus 19 was considered one of the most important chapters in the Old Testament.
利未记的十九章大概是在旧约里面就最重要的章节之一。
The Jews called it the holiness code, the code of life. This is how we live as God's people.
当时犹太人是把这个利未记的十九章叫做圣洁准则，他们都是照着这些要求来过他们的生活。神的子民必须要遵守这些准则。
Let me give you one example from that chapter.
从这个十九章里，我给你一个小例子。
Leviticus says, when you reap the harvest of your field,
他这十九章第九到第十节，他说，你们在地上收割庄稼的时候，
do not reap right up to the edges.
不要割尽四角。
Don't gather up the gleanings after you have gone through once.
也不要拾取所遗落的。
Don't pick up the grapes that fall from your vineyard.
不可摘尽葡萄园的果子。
Instead, he says,
而是他说，
leave them for the poor.
留给穷人和寄居的。
We call it the law of gleaning.
这就是拾余律法，就是你收割的时候必须要。
When a Jewish farmer was reaping the harvest,
所以犹太的农夫在这收割的时候，
they got up a few inches from the fence,
他们都在边角要留出几寸来。
They left that there.
把那些都留在那儿不收割。
When they picked the grapes from the vineyard, some of them would fall.
他们从葡萄园去摘葡萄的时候，有些。
They would miss a few. And they didn't go back the second time to get them all. Instead, when they were done, they left it. And the poor could come in and get the wheat along the grain along the fence row. They could find the grapes left on the vineyard. Why?To care for the poor. And listen to why Leviticus says you're supposed to do this. Leave them for the poor. Why? I am the Lord your God. God says you're to be like me. I care for those who are hurting. And so you're to care for those who are hurting. Now,So far, so good. You're saying, we're not farmers. No vineyards here. This is great stuff for someone else. We're off the hook. Had a student who's a piano teacher. And in class, we were talking about this verse. She got ready to graduate.And she came to me and she said, I remember studying in Leviticus 19. And she said, I think that means me too. I said, what are you going to do about it? And this is what she did, and she's been teaching for 20 years and still doing it, the last I knew. She told me every year I make my schedule of students. And then I leave two blocks for students who want to study music but don't have enough money. And I say, I will take some students who don't pay and I will put them in the corners of my field. You see, what my student had learned is that as salt, we are to be like our Father. And wherever God has put us, as God's people, we do not say, I want to make sure that every minute of my day is about me.We're not like a lawyer saying, I want to collect as many billable hours as I can. But we are saying, I want to leave some time in my life for those who need help. Why? Because I am to be like God. I am to care for those who have needs. And I'm convinced that being a salty church means that every one of us will look for places where we can pour into those who have needs. Over and over, we could go through a whole list of verses from the Old Testament that show this. Exodus 23, he said, every seventh year, let the land lie unplowed and unused. And I would read that and think, okay, that's about the Sabbath. That belongs to God. And it does. But one day I read the rest of the verse. So that the poor may get food from it. He says, it's not all about me. And so he told them, every seventh year, just leave your ground, let it grow. And let the poor have food. Leviticus 25. If one of your countrymen becomes poor and is unable to support himself, send him to the welfare office. She read it wrong. If one of your countrymen becomes poor and is unable to support himself, help him so that he can continue to live among you. All through the Old Testament, God said, my people are to care for those who are hurting. We come to the New Testament. The scripture that I wanted to talk about today on Pentecost. Acts 2, all who believed were together. They had all things in common. They were distributing to those who had need. And listen to this in Acts 4. There was not a needy person among them. You see, they were salt. They cared for each other. They were the church. And when one brother or sister had a need, the other said, we will help you. Why? Because we are to be like God. We are to be salt. John, 1 John 3, this is how we know love. He laid down his life for us, and we must lay down our lives for the brothers. Now, I read that and I think, oh, that's really nice. We're all supposed to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Jesus loves me, I love you, we're all a happy family. But John ruins the whole thing with the next sentence. Because he does not say, sing Kumbaya. That's nice. Instead, he says, if anyone has the world's goods, that means if I have some money, and I see my brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? He says, don't just tell him I love you. Help him out. James says the same thing. If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says, go in peace, be warmed and filled, I'm praying for you, without giving them the things needed, what good is that? You see, salt can be tasted.
所以盐的味道是能尝出来的。
Light can be seen.
光也是能看见的。
Salt doesn't say, I hope your food will taste good.
盐不会说，我希望你的味，你的饭，你的食物味道好。
Salt actually gets on your food and makes it taste better.
盐是要去你的食物那儿搅搅，这味道调和，让它好吃。
Yesterday, I spent the day on an airplane.
昨天我是在飞机上过。
And I found out there wasn't enough salt on the plane for the food.
我发现飞机餐很难吃，而且它没有给我盐巴，也没法调味。
Light doesn't say, I hope you can see better.
这光也不会说，我希望你能看得更清楚。
Light gives you light.
光是给你光。
By which to see.
所以你才能看。
And we must not say to a hurting world, I'll pray for you. We must say to them, I will pray for you. While we are helping to meet their needs. Someone asked me about our church here. They said, is your church like Winn-Dixie or like Home Depot?
你的教会是像 Winn-Dixie 还是像 Home Depot?
And I said, what? And they said, well, you know, if you go to a clerk at Winn-Dixie,
他说如果你去 Winn-Dixie, 你看到一个售货员
and you say, where is the soup?
你会问他汤在哪儿呢?
They will say, it's on aisle 12.
他们说是在那地通道第十二号通道
The next time I was in Winn-Dixie, I tried it, just I wanted to see.
我下一次去 Winn-Dixie, 我就会这样问他 因为我
想 I said, where's the cereal? Aisle 13.
他说早餐那个
And they said, but if you go into Home Depot,
但是如果你去 Home Depot,
and you say, where are the light bulbs?
你也去问这个售货员，你灯泡在哪呢？
The clerk will stop what he's doing.
那个售货员会停下。
He will walk with you to aisle 12.
他跟你一起走到第十二号通道。
He will show you the light bulbs.
然后告诉你灯泡是就在这儿放。
And then he'll stand there and discuss with you which light bulb is best for what you need.
然后他会站在那儿就跟你讨论你灯泡哪一种灯泡是对你是最合适的。
Are we a Winn-Dixie church? Here's where you need to go for help. Here's where you can go. Or are we a Home Depot church? Do we take them to help? Do we meet their practical needs? Now, I confess, this is hard for me. Because I don't have any practical skills. If I help with lawn work, the yard will die. If I cook something, they will get sick. I have no practical skills. That's why I became a teacher. There was nothing else I could do.It would teach or starve. But I am learning that for every one of us, even someone like me who has no practical abilities at all, I must learn to meet the needs of a hurting world.It means for us, someone who is sick, take them some food and visit. It means one of our sisters a few weeks ago going to a prison and visiting someone who needs help. It means being the hands of Jesus to our world.All through church history, the church has understood that that's what it means to be salt. If you went to Rome in the second century, there was a group of Christians that were nicknamed the Society of Gamblers. They were not called gamblers because they went down to the casino.They were called gamblers. Because when a plague would strike a city.
因为当时是这个罗马这个这个城市实际上是被这个瘟疫肆虐。
The doctors would run.
连医生们全都跑光了。
These Christians would come to the village, the city.
但是这群基督徒呢，就会来到生病的那些村庄。
They would gamble their lives. They would risk their lives to care for those who were dying.
他们是赌上自己的性命去照顾那些垂死的人。
In the Roman Empire,
在罗马帝国
infanticide was everywhere.
If
a child was born and they didn't want it, they would just throw it out on the trash heap outside of the town. If they had a girl and they wanted a boy, they would dump it. Christians in Rome went out to the city dump day after day to find babies that had been abandoned and to rescue them and raise them as their own.
但是罗马的基督徒就一天又一天的到垃圾堆去把这些小孩子给抱回来，把他们养大。
They didn't simply preach against this sin; they did something.
他们不是仅仅的就跟人讲
to turn it around.
不能堕胎，不能够杀婴，但是他们实际的去做一些事，去把这个事情扭转。
You could jump 200 years later in the Roman Empire.
然后我们从罗马帝国再往前走200年。
An emperor by the name of Julian.
就有这么一个人，他叫做朱门。
He is trying to stamp out the Christian faith. Yeah, destroy the Christian faith.
Oh, 他想要毁掉这个基督信仰。
And he finds he can't do it. The Christians continue to grow.
他发现他根本做不到，因为基督徒不断的在增长。
And he writes a letter.
然后他就写了封信。
And you can hear the frustration in his writing.
你可以在这封信里看到他的挫败感。
Listen to what he says.
他是这么说的。
We cannot destroy these Galileans. They not only care for their own poor, they take care of our poor. And he says it's no wonder we can't destroy them. You see what he had bumped into? Christians were being salt and they were changing their world. 200 years after that,
在那之后200年
590 AD,
公元589年
city of Rome is in ruins.
当时的罗马城已经完全被毁掉了。
For over 100 years, different groups of barbarians have been attacking the city.
因为罗马城已经在100年来都被一些野蛮人一趟一趟的被攻击。
The population has dropped from over 1 million to 30,000 people.
当时的这个人口，罗马人口从100万已经降到只有大概3万人。
Wealthy people have just abandoned their estates and fled.
那些有钱人就把他们的家园都抛弃，然后就跑走了。
Farmland is now swampland.
原来的农场田地现在都变成了沼泽地。
But a young pastor by the name of Gregory is appointed as pastor at Rome.
当时罗马有一个年轻的一个主教或者就是牧师 他的名字叫 Gregory.
And God gives him a vision for the church to be salt and light.
神给了他一个意象让教会成为盐和光。
He calls the church to begin feeding the poor.
他就呼召教会的弟兄姐妹来喂养周围的穷人。
They set up schools.
他们也建立学校。
He actually goes out around and convinces Christian farmers to come back and start farming the land around the city. Secular historians say
the city of
Rome survived because of Christians in 590. Why? They were salt and light. I talked a few months ago in Sunday school about the Council of Nicaea. We know it best because of its a statement of what is orthodox, true doctrine.
尼西亚公会很有名，为什么？在教会历史上是尼西亚公会来确定了我们教会所学的一些正点。
But that's not the only thing they did there.
但是他们做的可不止这一切。
At that council, they said.
在尼西亚公会上，他们说。
every town that is big enough to have a cathedral is big enough to have a, need a hospital. And so they ordered that every town that had a cathedral, the church, must start a hospital. At that council, they said Jesus cared for lepers. And there's no one caring for the lepers. And so they assigned groups of people to care for the lepers. You see, they understood. Yes, we must have right doctrine. We must believe the truth. But we must also live the truth. We must change our world. We must be salt. When I was studying in Paris, I loved to go around and visit different places, historical sites. And I found the oldest hospital in the world that is still in operation. Founded in
650.
By Christians who knew we are called to be salt. Many of us know about William Wilberforce and the story of his battle against slavery. Spends his entire career on an issue that other politicians would not touch. An unpopular campaign. But he knew that to be a Christian means you are called to be salt and light. Yesterday on the plane I was reading. And I'm sorry, this isn't in my notes because I was just reading yesterday. I'm getting ready to go to India to teach, and so I was reading some about the history of the church in India. William Carey goes to India, and I've talked in Sunday school about him a bit. Yes, he preaches the gospel. But he also starts schools. He serves the poor. He fights against practices like the burning of widows. And something I had always wondered about, I had read different times that he taught about botany and growing plants.
Plants, yes.
And I never knew why. And I thought, well, he just liked flowers. Yesterday I'm reading. And one of the historians of the church in China or in India says this. William Carey knew that the poor people needed to be able to grow things. He wasn't particularly himself interested in plants. But he wanted to be salt. And so he brought seeds and experimented what would grow best. He understood we are to be salt. But let me quickly move closer to our day. Still in India. 1985. Most of us were alive then, right?
Yeah,
some of you were already old then.
Northern
India. A tribe of people called the Malto. Experts said in 1985 that in 40 years that tribe would be extinct, would have disappeared.
In 1985,
There was no sanitation.
因为他们没有卫生设备。
No health care.
也没有什么这个健康的一些计划。
They were animists. They believed that if you got sick, it's because one of the gods was angry with you, so there's nothing to do about it.
他们是很迷信的，他们觉得你要如果生病了，一定是某一个神对你不满意，所以在惩罚你。
Tribal violence.
所以他们不去治病，而且他们有很多这个部落之间的暴力。
In just 40 years, the tribe had dropped from over 1 million people to less than 70,000.
在大概也就是40年之内，这个部落已经从大概100万人口就降到只有7万人。
Experts said by 2025, this tribe would have disappeared.
就专家的预言就是到2025年，可能这个部落就完全消失了。
Now it's easy for me to look at that and say, well, it's their own fault.
如果是我的话，我看看这个历史事实，我说，哎呀，活该，这是他们自己应得的。
If they didn't believe in false gods that cause sickness, they would go to the doctor.
他们如果不相信说他们生病是因为一些假神让他们得病，他们也许就去看医生了。
They could have better sanitation if they wanted to.
如果他们愿意的话，也可以改进他们的卫生设备啊。
And if they weren't fighting all of these wars, they wouldn't kill each other. It's their own fault.
如果他们不是彼此残杀的话，他们也不会人口降得这么快，所以活该啊。
But in 1985,
但是在1985年
a small group is called the Friends Missionary Prayer Band, a missionary group,
一个很小的一个宣教士的团体
went to this tribe.
就来到了这个部落。
Yes, they preached to them.
的确，他们对这个部落讲道。
But they also lived in their homes.
但是他们也就在他们中间生活。
Taught sanitation.
教他们怎么样来把这个就是。
Several of the missionaries who went there died from the diseases that were destroying this tribe.
有好几个这个宣教士就是被传染了疾病就死了。
But they stayed.
但是他们就在那儿留下了。
They loved the people.
他们爱那的人。
They were salt.
他们是盐。
By 10 years after the missionaries had come,
这些宣教士来了十年以后。
Half of the tribe, 35,000 of them, had been baptized as Christians.
这个部落的一半人，大概35,000人就已经受洗成为基督徒。
And so the Christians said, "Okay, we're done. You're going to heaven now."
所以基督徒们是不是就洗手不干了？说好了，现在你们可以上天堂了，我们可以走。
No.
他们没有。
They said, "We're called to be salt and light."
他说我们被呼召成为盐，成为光。
They helped them to establish businesses.
所以他们就留下来帮助他们建自己的生意。
They taught them medical care.
也教他们怎么样用一些医药。
They started schools.
而且建立学校。
Today,
到今天。
5 years before that tribe was scheduled to have disappeared.
你看，专家预言说，2025年他们这个整个部落就会消失了。大概现在比起2025年，大概就是还有五年的时间。
They have tripled in size.
他们这个数量已经超过了原来的三倍。
And the Malto Indians are sending missionaries.To other tribes in India.
而且这个部落的人已经开始派遣宣教士去别的部落去宣教。
You see, a group of Christians figured out.
你看，一小群的基督徒，他们做了这样的决定。
God's call to the church is to be salt and light.
神呼召教会成为盐，成为光。
To bring hope to those who have no hope.
去把希望带给那些绝望的人。
To bring healing to people who are hurting.
为这些受伤害的人带去医治。
And so this morning I want to ask you, are you salt?
所以今天我想问大家，你是盐。
Do you make the gospel attractive?
你有没有让这个福音变得更有吸引力？
When someone who is an unbeliever gets to know you,
当一个不信主的人认识你以后，
does that make them more interested in knowing Jesus?
他是不是对了解基督更有兴趣？
Because as salt,God's call to us as believers is to draw unbelievers to Him. We are called to be salt. We are called to be light. Paul said in Ephesians 5, at one time you were darkness. But now you are light.
但是现在你们是光。
He doesn't say simply walk in light. He says be light.
他没有只是说你们要行在光明之中，而是说你们要成为。
That means we will influence our world for Him.
这就意味着我们必须为了主的缘故来影响我们的世界。
Again, we could go back through the Old Testament.
我们可以从旧约里的很多地方去看。
Rahab.
拉合，妓女拉合。
when the spies come to Jericho,
当这些以色列的探子来到耶利哥城，
listen to what she says.
你听听喇合怎么说？
We have heard of the power of your God.
我们已经听到你们神的力量。
Israel had been light.
以色列在当时就是光。
And pagans in Canaan had heard about their God.
当时的这些外邦人已经听到以色列的神是多么。
In the New Testament,
在新约里面，
He says we are called to be light.
我们被呼召做光。
We are to be ambassadors.
我们要成为使者。
That means we represent God's kingdom in our world.
我们在这个世界是神，是天国的使者。
Ephesians 6.
以弗所第六章。
Paul is in prison.
保罗是当时已经在监狱里。
And listen to what he prays.
你听听保罗是怎么说。
He prays that the words can be given him to proclaim the gospel.
他祷告是说，求主能够让他得着口才，所以放胆讲神的道。
For which I am an ambassador in chains.
我为这福音做了带锁链的使者。
I love that verse.
我很喜欢这一节。
He says, I'm a prisoner. I'm in chains.
他说我是带了锁链，是一个监狱里的囚犯。
But even in my chains, I am an ambassador for Christ.
即使是带着锁链，我也是基督的使者。
Even in my chains, I am representing His kingdom.
即使是带着锁链，
in our world,
我也是在我们这个世界里是做天国的使者。
You see, Paul knows.
因为保罗知道。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
And he is an ambassador for the kingdom that will ultimately win.
他要成为这个以后会统治万国的这个天国的使者。
When Paul writes in Philippians, Jesus is Lord.
保罗在腓立比书他说耶稣是主。
Everyone who reads that knows that part of being a Roman citizen means you recognize Caesar is Lord.
每个人在读到这个保罗的这个腓立比书的时候都知道，罗马的公民必须要认凯撒是他们的主。
Paul writes and says, there is a day coming when every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord.
但是保罗却在写世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王到永远。
When he wrote those words,
他写下这些章节的时候，
Nero was emperor.
尼禄是当时的罗马皇帝。
And everyone knew Nero is Lord.
每个人都知道尼禄是主。
In fact, Nero commissioned a 100-foot tall statue of himself.
实际上尼禄当时要求要做一个100英尺高的一个巨像。
Bronze statue, he's wearing the crown of the sun god.
当时他这个是青铜的一个塑像，而且头上戴的是太阳神的这个王冠。
Statue was called the Colossus of Nero.
这个像在当时就被叫做尼禄巨像。
And he's standing above a globe to show he is ruler of the world.
这个大象是站在，这个巨象是站在一个地球上面的，意思就是他是这个世界的王。
Paul says,
保罗说，
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
But when he says that,
当他这么说的时候，
here is Nero, 100 foot tall over the world.
他所面对的现实是什么？是尼禄的这个一百英尺高的巨象站在这个。
And the Christians are hiding in caves, worshiping secretly, so that Nero won't feed them to the lions. But 2 years ago, I was in Italy. And I spent a day in Rome. And guess what I saw in Rome? That Jesus is Lord.Because you see, Nero was so hated after his death that the Roman Senate ordered that his image be removed from the city. I went to find the Colossus of Nero. They destroyed it. All that's left are some of the blocks that it stood on.Nero, the power, was wiped out from Rome. But everywhere I went in Rome, there are cathedrals, there are monuments, there is art celebrating Jesus is Lord. So what's that mean for us? I have to finish.
对我们来讲意味着什么？
It means you are light. You represent Christ to our world.
我们对这个世界代表是光。
You're not going to do it like Paul.
我们也许不能像保罗这么做。
You're not going to write any books of the Bible, so don't try.
我们写的这些书信估计也不会被加到圣经里面，所以你根本就不要想。
You may not be called to evangelize a tribe in India.
也许你没有被呼召到印度的某一个部落去做宣教士。
You're not probably going to get a law passed outlawing slavery in the British Empire. That's been done.
你也不会像这个英国议员 Wilberforce 一样去来了一个废奴法令。
But.
但是。
You still live. We still live in a world that is dark and needy.
但是我们仍然是在一个黑暗的有需要的一个世界里生活。
And God has put us here.
神把我们放在这里。
To be salt.
成为盐。
And light.
It
means how you work will be different.
这就意味着我们去工作也要不一样。
Then your work as an unbeliever.
你要跟这些不信的人要有不同。
It means how you live and how you treat people will be different than how you would treat them as an unbeliever.
所以你作为基督徒，你对待别人，你自己的生活，甚至你自己的生活方式，都要跟不信的人有所不同。
It means that you won't be afraid to say to people, "Let me tell you about Jesus."
这也意味着你不会说。
Let me tell you what he's done in my life. The week before Easter, I was at the barber shop waiting for a haircut. I still have to get a haircut, even though I saw that laugh. I still have a few hairs. So I was waiting for a haircut.And across from me are two guys that walk in. One is dressed up, looks like he might be a businessman or something.
我的对面就走进了两个人，其中一个人穿得像个生意人一样。
And a guy turns to him.
然后有人就转着他们，对他们说。
And he says, "Excuse me, sir. Sunday is Easter. Are you going to church anywhere?"
就有人问他说，星期天就是复活节了，你会去教会吗？
And this businessman turns and says, "Well."Hadn't really planned on it.
这个生意人就说啊，好，没做这个打算的。
And this guy pulls out a card with the address of his church.
然后这个人就从口袋里拿出一张卡片，是他们教会的一个名片。
And he says, "You ought to come to my church Sunday because it's a really, really great church."
他就把这个教会的名片给他说，你应该到我的教会来，这是很棒的一个教会。
And then he said,
然后他说
"Now the service is at 10 o'clock."
我们的这个教会崇拜是十点开始。
But try to be there by 9:15.
但你最好九点一刻就到。
Because at my church we always serve Starbucks coffee and donuts before service.
因为我们教会在讲道之前总是会给你提供donuts 和这个咖啡的。
And it's really good coffee, so you don't want to get there after they've run out.
那咖啡很好啊，所以你要早点来才能喝到呢。
And I sat there thinking.
我坐在那我就想。
This is embarrassing.
这有点尴尬啊。
I'm a pastor.
我是个牧师
啊。I mean, I'm paid to invite people to church, and I hadn't said a word.
我是牧师，我过生活就是靠着跟大家讲道，可是我居然没有说一句话。
And here's a man.
然后这就是这么个普通人。
Who probably doesn't even know what the word theology means.
他可能都不知道神学是什么意思。
And he is doing a lot more to be salt than I am.
他比我做牧师的都知道怎么样去做盐。
We are called.To be salt and light.
我们被呼召做盐做光。
1990年。Sammy Davis Jr., I am told, was one of the greatest African American entertainers of the 20th century.
在二十世纪到这个 Sammy 这个人大概是这个非裔美国人里边最伟大的一个演员吧，或者他是参加搞娱乐节目。
And his greatest disciple was Gregory Hines.
最好的一个学生就是 Gregory Hines.
Sammy Davis Jr. did tap dancing.
这个 Sammy Davis 是跳踢踏舞的。
1990, he's in the hospital. He's dying of cancer.
在1990年的时候，他是在医院里，当时得了癌症，已经要快死了。
He has throat cancer and he can't speak anymore.
他是喉癌，所以他几乎已经不能说话。
His student Gregory Hines comes to visit him.
他这个学生就是 Gregory Hines 就过来看。
And he wants to somehow say thank you to his teacher.
他想要对他的老师表达感谢，说对他说谢谢。
And so in the hospital room, don't worry, I'm not going to do a tap dance because I'd fall and you'd have to call 911.
放心，我不会在这儿给你跳踢踏舞，这样我要摔了的话，你们还恐怕得打电话叫911来帮我。
But in the hospital room, Gregory Hines does a tap dance.
但是他这个学生
for his teacher
就在这个病房里面，在他面前给他跳踢踏舞。
Gregory Hines said it. Sammy Davis's funeral. He told this story.
这个他这个学生就讲了这个故事。
He said that when he was done.
当他说他当他跳完了以后
，Sammy Davis pushed himself up to the edge of the bed.
这个他这个 Sammy Davis 就从这个病床上撑起身子。
He couldn't say anything.
因为他已经不能说什么了。
But he weakly got out of bed.
然后他就很虚弱的就从病床上站起来。
He danced a few steps.
他居然跟着他的学生一起跳了一些。
And then he looked at Gregory Hines.
然后他就看着他的学生。
He put his hands on his knees.
他把他的手放到膝盖上。
And he passed it on to Gregory Hines.
他那天晚上去世。
Gregory said he did it again. Touched his knees.
那个学生就说。
He looked at me and he.Handed it to me three times.
这个学生说，当时这个 Sammy Davis 怎么做？他把手放在他自己的膝盖上，然后就把他交给这个学生，做了三次这个动作。
Gregory Hines said.
这个学生说。
He was passing on his spirit to me.
他当时这么做是把他的等于把他的这个精神在。
He was saying, "I want you to give out what I gave to you."
传给这个学生，他就想要。
In the Sermon on the Mount,
在登山宝训
Jesus said to the disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒也是这么说
and he said to us,
他也对我们说
2019, I won't be in Palm Beach County.
2019年我不会在棕榈滩基督教会
I'm going back to my father.
我要到我的父那里去
But when I leave,
但是当我离开的时候
I'm passing on to you,
我把我的东西要给你
the mission to be salt.
给你这个使命，让你们要做光做盐。
And then on Pentecost Sunday，
然后是在五旬节的这个周日。
We remember that at Pentecost，
我们记得在五旬节。
He gave us the Spirit，
他给了这个圣灵给我们。
That would make it possible for us to fulfill that mission。
这样有了圣灵的帮助，我们就能够完成这个大使命。
And so this morning I want to ask you， how can we be salt and light？
所以今天早上我想要问大家，我们怎样成为盐，成为光
？I'm a teacher.
我是个教师。
Teachers give homework.
老师都要给学生作业的。
So I want to give you some homework this week.
所以这星期我也给大家一些家庭作业。
Now I won't be preaching next week, so I won't be able to check on you.
下周我不讲到，所以我也没法查你的作业做了没。
But if I were going to be here, I would ask next week how many of you did your homework.
但是如果下周我在这儿，我会问问有多少人做了你的作业。
So just in case someone else asks, be prepared.
所以你小心哦，说不定下周有别人会问你，你作业做了没有
？Here's the homework I want to give you.
我给你的作业是这个。
It's very simple.
非常简单。
But not too simple.
也不是那么简单。
It is this.
就是这样。
This week in the next 7 days.
这个星期就是以下的七天。
I want to ask you to find someone who is needy, who is hurting.
我想你去找一个人，他受伤害，他需要帮助。
They might just need a word of encouragement.
说不定他们只是需要你从言语上给他一鼓励。
They might need a bag of groceries.
Let's say it again.
They might need a bag of groceries.
说不定他们是需要一袋这个食物啊，这个蔬菜啊，什么肉类的。
They might need someone to come and help take care of their yard.
说不定他们是需要某个人来过来帮他们把草坪割一下。
They might just need someone to listen to them.
或者他们只是需要有个人来听听他们说话。
Now, men, Saturday's work on the churchyard doesn't count. That's for us.
我们这个星期六可能父亲节之前，这个星期六要要求弟兄们到教会来收拾这个教会的这个草地，这不算的哦。
But this week,
但是这一周
would you find someone?
你能不能找到这么一个人？
And don't just say to them,
不要只是对他们说，
I see you're hurting. I'll pray for you.
我看到你受伤害，我为你祷告。
I see you need help. I'll pray for you.
看到你需要帮助，我要为你祷告。
No，
不够的。
This week here's the homework assignment。
这个星期我们要做的作业是。
I see you need help。
我看到你需要帮助。
I see you're hurting。
我看到你受到伤害。
And here is what I'm doing to help。
这些就是我打算要这样帮助你。
And then pray for them, yes。
要跟他们一起祷告是这样。
Yes, tell them about Jesus。
要这么做的，要跟他讲耶稣。
but be salt and light.
但是要做盐做光。
That finds their hurt and needs it.
要找到他们的需要，找到他们在什么地方受伤害。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, when we see the hurts of our world,
亲爱的主，我们看到这个世界有很多的伤害。
It's easy for us to feel like there's just nothing we can do.
我们很容易的就觉得我们真的无能为力。
There's too many hurts. There's too much darkness.
有太多的黑暗，太多的伤害。
But God, this week, would you help us?
但是这个星期主啊，求你帮助我们。
To see the mission that you have given us.
去看到你对我们的使命。
Would you help us to be salt and light?
主啊，帮助我们做盐做光。
Would you give us eyes that are open to the needs around us?
让我们的眼睛能够打开，看到周围有需要的人。
And then give us hearts that will fill those needs with your love.
而且给我们这样的心，能够用你的爱来满足。